On the day the city council was to vote on changes to save Kansas City's red light cameras from one court decision, a second decision cast doubt on whether that could be done, frustrating Councilman John Sharp.
It's been very difficult for us to follow court direction when we're getting different court directions in a pretty brief period of time.
The ruling said running a red light is a moving violation and you can't ticket a driver for that based on a photo of the rear of the vehicle. In good news for the city, the Republican Party sent Kansas City a request for a full formal proposal on hosting the 2016 GOP National Convention. Also jumping into bidding wars, Governor Sam Brownback said he met with Boeing officials last week about Kansas hosting production of the Boeing 777X.
And we entered into some discussions there with them to see what are prospects in Kansas.
2 days later, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon called a special session for Missouri lawmakers to start Monday to work on their incentive proposal for Boeing. Governor Brownback also held closed-door meetings for school officials and Republican lawmakers to discuss school funding.
The objective here is to get a discussion going and to start moving things out of the courts and into discussion.
Democratic lawmakers Paul Lavota and Denise Monticello were calling for Missouri Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro to resign after she consulted on an initiative petition to end teacher tenure.
We need to make sure that the commissioner is working on behalf of the children of the state and their education, not a special interest group whose interest is privatization and profit.
Nicastro said helping with the ballot language didn't imply endorsement of the initiative. Kansas City law enforcement agencies announced a cooperative project to fight hate crime. The FBI's Michael Cast said there were 104 hate crimes in Missouri last year and
67 of those incidents occurred right here in the Kansas City, Missouri metro region.
Of that number, 44 were based on race, 6 on religion, and 14 on sexual orientation. Mayor Sly James's Task Force for the Arts presented its report. Co-chair Mike Burke listed 10 recommended goals, including improving access to arts education, creating a signature festival, boosting the city's public arts program, and opening a new cultural and creative services division.
So that the arts have a seat at the table as a convener for the city, as a cooperative source, as a place for people to go.
Burke is helping look for private sector funding for most of the $1 million a year costs. In sports, the Chiefs prepared for their rematch with Denver. The defensive line will be minus Justin Houston, who's out with an injured elbow. Tamba Holly has said he has recovered enough from a sprained ankle to be back, but officially is still on the questionable list. Also missing because of injuries, Dan Mears, who portrays mascot Casey Wolf, injured rehearsing for a zip line entrance on a bungee cord. And popular former Kansas City Councilman Everett Ashes died after a long illness. Ashes served during the mayoral administrations of Emanuel Cleaver and Kay Barnes. He was 77. This is KCUR.